Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, we continue our series of stories about the candidates for mayor of Boston. A new poll in the race this weekend in the Boston Globe showed the longtime incumbent Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, well ahead of his challenger, City Councilor Michael Flaherty, 52-32%. Menino has spent the last 16 years running the city, and this morning, WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis examines his leadership style.
Reverend Ray Hammond has known the mayor since Menino was a city councilor in the 80s. They've worked together for years to improve public schools and develop strategies to stop youth violence on Boston streets. Hammond has an interesting theory about Menino and why a man who has such high approval ratings is still called thin-skinned.
I think it, you know, has to be seen in the context of what's been a century-old battle in Boston between the average guy and the elite. And I think the mayor very much sees himself as a champion of the average guy and is very sensitive to anything that looks like disrespect. It can lead to what I think are very testy relationships.
And by elites, Hammond means the media, business people, and academics. Anyone who might make fun of the way Menino speaks or may have a different vision for the mayor of Boston. Menino, however, has identified with the average guy all his life. That's what impressed former Senator Joe Timolte, who put Menino in charge of helping constituents in his Senate office.
He had a demeanor with people of need. He had a demeanor with him. It was sort of inbred with him.
Menino attributes this empathy to his Italian-American mother.
We lived in High Park Avenue in a two-family. There's a six-family house next to us. A lot of the folks came over from Italy when I was a kid, needed help. And my mother was the person who helped them, you know, get a new start in life, a young woman, how to change the diaper, how to feed them, all that stuff. And I have to me, that's what life's all about. It's about caring for people. And, you know, I have a soft spot in that because I just wish that we could give everybody a guarantee there'll be a success.
The story of Menino's own success was anything but guaranteed. He skipped going to college.
I was a fool when I graduated high school. There was other things that were more important to me, which was a big mistake. And broke my father's heart. My father always wanted me to have a college degree, and I always said to him, Dad, look at Harry Truman. My pal back there. He's president of the United States. He didn't have a college. My father said, that's the old days.
Menino was on the city council and 40 years old when he went back to school.
So I signed up at the University of Mass, Boston. My daughter signed up at the University of Mass, Amherst. We're freshmen at the same time. And she did it when she lived out there. But when she came home weekends, she did her homework much faster than I did. And I went 4 years of classes. This is a great story. I didn't miss one class in 4 years. I was afraid to miss class.
What Menino doesn't have an intellect, he's made up for with sweat, according to Timolte.
You know, I don't think either one of us, either Tom Menino or myself, are Einsteins. And probably both of us had to work harder than most in order to get where we wanted to go. And there's nobody who can match Tom Menino's work ethic.
That helped Menino get elected in the first place. He got the chance to serve as acting mayor while the city held a special election to replace Ray Flynn, who left to become the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. It was a temporary opportunity for Menino.
The strategy, very simply, was for him to be mayor for 120 days. And doing so proved to people that this is just natural.
Timolte says once given that opportunity, Menino never stopped running for mayor. Maybe that's because Menino still feels insecure about his position. He's still called the accidental mayor, even 16 years later. So if that drives Menino to seek respect, that might be one reason he works so hard and involves himself in the most minute decisions, and why he's known to become irritated when his judgment is questioned.
Yeah, you know, they've been saying that since I've been elected. I'm thin-skinned, I yell, I'm domineering. But ask my staff, I'm the biggest teddy bear out there.
He may be a teddy bear, but those who've tangled with him over development issues have felt his bite. And that bite, says Greg Selko, creates a culture of fear. Selko used to work for the Boston Redevelopment Authority, or BRA, as an assistant planner. Selko says it was his job to share planning information with people looking to build in Boston. But one time, he was scolded for giving basic information to the wrong business. One pharmacy wanted to locate in a neighborhood where there was another pharmacy, and that pharmacy was owned by a friend of the mayor.
It was told explicitly to me, this pharmacy is next to the pharmacy that's a close friend of the mayor's. It's his good buddy whose pharmacy is down the street, and he doesn't want it there.
Selko tried to explain to the mayor's staff that he wasn't supporting the competition, but that he felt it wasn't his place to pick and choose. But he says the mayor's staff didn't back down.
I had to go basically, you know, sort of grovel to the mayor, and it was suggested to me that I go to the pharmacy, the pharmacist, and apologize, not by the mayor, but by mayor's people. So I went over there on a Saturday, and I went to the back of the pharmacy, and I apologized. Why I was apologizing, I don't know, because I had done absolutely nothing wrong. I certainly wasn't the supporter of this project, but I had to go, you know, it was told to me, if you want to, you know, have any future here, you better make good with this guy, too.
Selko says seeing inside the BRA made him support Michael Flaherty, Menino's challenger. The thing is, Menino knows all this, and Menino readily admits he didn't want the competitor to build there. And it didn't. Now there's a Staples office supply store in that spot, which the mayor says the neighborhood needed. But Menino insists there is no culture of reciprocity at City Hall or the BRA.
There's no reciprocity. I mean, who say that are people who want to do things in Boston that aren't good for the city. You know, Don Shapiro wanted to build this building that would block everybody's view, shadows in the greenway. He said, the mayor won't listen to me. Well, my job as mayor is not to make a developer rich. My job as mayor is to make development work for the people who live in those neighborhoods.
Menino is talking about a project to build two towers on the greenway. Menino says the towers would block the view of residents of an existing building. Meantime, the developer says it would only block a portion of the apartments. Don Chiafaro says his project would put hundreds of construction workers back to work at a time of high unemployment. Still, Menino hasn't met with the developer. Is that because the developer hasn't shown Menino enough respect?
He hasn't shown humility or respect to me. What about the people in Harbor Towers? Here's the people, here's his constituents. They're my constituents, too. He wants to dictate policy for the city. There's only one person in the BRA does that.
According to Greg Selko, the former BRA employee, that one person who controls development is Mayor Menino. But even Selko isn't completely critical.
I think the mayor's heart is in the right place in terms of he really cares the city. He's not trying to, like, line his pockets or anything like that. His sort of currency is power and respect and being the mayor, the big guy.
And maybe if the mayor wins this race against what some say is his toughest challenger in years, he will finally shed the moniker of the accidental mayor. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.